Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive towards first. Staub reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn takes first base on ball four. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball towards left. Kingman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kingman. Spear moves to third. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Spear steals home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Staub trying to get to home. Raines throws the ball into Carter who tags Staub, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kingman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan fires to first and has Carter trapped. There's the throw to Flynn who tags Carter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to third for the out. Flynn moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Tavares reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tavares moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burris moves to third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Dyer Miller now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burris scores. Raines moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Miller. Raines moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Dyer Miller. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Bill Lee now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tavares strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Parrish reaches second base with a double. There goes Carter trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodges hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman pinch hits for Tom Hausman. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Tavares moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Expos. Elias Sosa now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elias Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-4 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Freeman now pitching. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino strikes out. There goes Brooks. The throw from Carter to second, and Brooks is out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.